Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
AIB will pause mortgage applications from people who are currently claiming the COVID-19 payments. And on the line to talk to me about it is David Hall, who's CEO of the Irish Mortgage Holders Association. Good afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon, Niall.
David, I mean, it was kind of logical that they were going to do. Maybe I'm wrong in thinking this, but I mean, if somebody's on a, you know, a subsidised payment from their boss, there's a little level of unsurety as to whether their job will be long term. I mean, the company could close, I suppose. Is that not the reason why they're doing this?
Yeah, and we spoke a few weeks ago, and I think this topic we covered is very briefly at the time, where a number of people had been reassessed for their mortgage application at the time, and I'm not too sure what the fuss is about or what the expose in today's Irish Times is all about. The central bank has very strict rules following our last recession, and they require banks to protect themselves. They say it's for protecting customers, which most certainly is partly to protect customers, but primarily it's designed to protect banks to ensure that drops in property values don't happen the same happened before and people get caught short. So they have very strict rules around capacity to repay, around number of times your income you can repay. And logically, unfortunately, I very rarely agree with banks, but I understand that these circumstances. It's very important to remember, Niall, when companies, including my own, availed of the 70% government subsidy, all of the payroll providers and all of the payroll software providers changed their pay slips and their payroll software to reflect the fact that you were on a pandemic payment.
That's right, yeah.
So anywhere you went with your payslip that required you to look for a loan, to protect you from showing you some payslip that means in a few months' time your company, sadly, that you're working for may not survive. And that's unfortunately...
Unfortunately, that is a fact. There are many companies out there who are relying on that payment. And when the minister, Pascal O'Donoghue, of course, who's still the Minister for Finance, decides that payment or that pandemic unemployment payment or wage subsidy has to end... Well, your company could be in a spot of bother.
Well, my own company probably wouldn't have survived. My ambulance company wouldn't have survived without it.
I don't think any companies would have. I mean, here at Classic Hits, we would have availed it as well, yeah.
Yeah, and there are many people who are still availing of it. But I'm fortunate that I now know I'm through it as a company. Others don't know that yet, and it could be months. Don't forget, many people are still not back to work yet. So it could be months before many companies assess, will they be able to stay open with the existing capacity?
That's the main thing, isn't it? I mean, they may stay open, but they might not need as many staff because of social distancing and a reduction in turnover. They may not need, if you're a restaurant, for example, you're not going to be able to take the 70 customers you had last year. You might only be able to take 20 or 30 on a night because of social distancing, so you won't need as much staff.
So you on your own or you're with your partner may have been on 30, 40, 50,000 each. And, you know, worst case scenario, that's entirely gone. And the best case scenario, it could be scaled back or you could be on less hours. So all of your circumstances are going to change.
And now, I know this has dashed the dreams of many young couples out there who may have had mortgage approval just before the pandemic, now find themselves in a situation of being reassessed and now they don't have that approval anymore. But I suppose the case is that whether it's a pandemic, COVID-19, it doesn't matter whose fault it is, it's just a fact of life. And it's not to put them at risk more so than the bank, really, isn't it?
Well, it's protect everybody. There's an element and the responsibility. The central bank these are central bank rules ultimately, where they've required the banks to put in place protections to ensure that customers don't stretch themselves and overborrow. And the last thing anybody wants to do is put pressure on somebody who's already under pressure. Everybody who's in employment or not in employment or facing uncertainty in the future is under immense pressure. Everybody has had an effect in the COVID-19 for the last number of months on their health, their mental health, and now to be faced with the prospect of not doing you a favour. People think, oh, their big bad bank bastard didn't do me a favour by giving me a loan. If they give you a loan and you can't pay it, make absolutely no mistake about it. For the last 10 years, I've been dealing with thousands of people who've been tortured by being in debt, the uncertainty of their home and losing their home and homelessness. That is something everyone can avoid doing. So,
speaking of that too, the moratorium, when does the moratorium end, David?
The end of August. This is where real trouble starts, Niall. Not that losing your job and everyone else's home circumstances isn't going to be a real trouble, but for those who have mortgage payments, apart from those who are looking to draw down a loan where they've got rental commitments or living at home, for people who've got mortgage payments, this is the second consecutive 3-month moratoria that has been given. The central bank has made it clear and the banks have made it clear there will not be any further extension, which actually is a disgrace, and really where the focus should be on is not on AIB's internal memo about protecting people and not giving out loans unnecessarily to people. We had decades of that. Here we have a situation where people we know won't be able to pay their mortgage in full, won't be able to afford their mortgage repayments or a mortgage break or any add-on mortgage break, and they'll need some time. And the fact that that's not been rolled on for a further 3 months, with or without paying the interest. I know Piers Doherty had a bill he was trying to get through the Dáil there recently to ensure that banks took the brunt of the interest payments, because again, it is a moratorium, but it is only a delay.
I know a lot of people have already been told, you know, they've been given out their statement that basically says, you know, the moratorium, because those who only wanted 3 months, for example, the moratorium ended, and now, you know, you're going to have to pay this at the end. Your mortgage obviously went up. If you had a 2 grand mortgage, it went up by 30 or 40 quid a month.
You know what else banks did that was actually worse? That it was buried on an RT website article, which Will Goodbody did a number of weeks ago, which I looked at and saw a number of the banks confirmed it. The European Union issued rules in relation to moratoria on loans for businesses. And if you didn't avail of it at the start of the pandemic, you didn't get it automatically during the pandemic. You must apply in the normal course of events to have your loans put on hold. So if you felt it was required at the start and you got it, but if you decided to, you know, use your own money, use the company's money, dip into the reserves, try and keep things afloat, and then reapplied, you were told, sorry, you go back to the normal application process as you would have done pre-COVID. So I think the banks have far than acted appropriately during COVID. They pretended to do things they haven't done.
Which they never do, David. You know what I mean?
No, they never do. But this is why this sort of a piece today is a slight distraction from the other challenges.
Yeah, from the real challenge. Problem. Of course, yeah, absolutely.
There's a major problem coming in October onwards. Yeah. September onwards to October.
But they expect unemployment to be about 21-22% possibly. Yeah. Well, we don't know yet. I mean, it's all kind of up in the air at the moment. But if that is the case, we're going to have a lot of people who cannot pay their mortgages. And I don't know what's going to happen. As it is, we have so many people in this country over 3 months in arrears, etc., etc. And look, I understand in relation to people who had got approval for a loan, I understand some of those are listening today, particularly young couples. It must be devastating for them to have to be in that situation. But unfortunately, the pandemic caused a huge amount of problems for many, many people that were out of the hands of the state. For example, I was meant to get a divorce last month, but I couldn't get it, obviously, because the courts are closed. So those things are all out of the hands of the state, out of the hands of your solicitors, and out of the hands of you personally. It's just one of those things.
But it's not about stopping someone buying a house. And this is the mixed message that's been given. The bank's not trying to stop anyone buying a house. The bank is trying to protect you.
Yeah.
Because there's massive levels of uncertainty at the moment. So giving out money and forcing you to enter into a contract to make repayments where the ultimate sacrifice would be taking that house back from you, having wasted money and paying mortgage.
Or putting you under severe distress to pay it in the first place. Absolutely, yeah.
Like when someone says mortgage distress, the greatest joke of all time when someone says mortgage distress, they're talking about a distressed loan from a banking context. The greatest distress in a mortgage is the people who are in arrears.
Absolutely.
And pre this pandemic, we had 60,000 people, that's households, in mortgage arrears, 27,000 in arrears more than 2 years. And by the way, central bank used that phrase 2 years plus. But that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. 27,000. And the central bank's own report in long-term mortgage arrears 2010-2018 reckons that over 50% of those in long-term arrears, that's 14,000 households, will lose their home. That's pre-COVID, Niall. So what's coming is going to be exceptionally difficult and exceptionally stressful. And the infrastructure within the state, and most certainly the infrastructure within the banks, because don't forget, most of these lending institutions have begun selling loans to voucher funds. Mm-hmm. So they've started to downscale their own arrears support units, and all of a sudden COVID came along, which I'd love to be able to blame the banks for COVID, and I can't.
Well, Darren O'Brien certainly has a huge list on his hands now as Minister for Housing, I suppose, and local government. He will have to be looking after all this and figuring out the morals of all this and where we go from it. Listen, I appreciate you coming on the air, David, as usual. Thank you very much, then. There you go, David Hall, CEO of the Irish Mortgage Holders Organisation, basically saying that unfortunately, if you're in that situation where you had mortgage approval and now you don't because you're on a subsidy, there's nothing much you can do. And in fairness, even though he is a defender of the people and not a defender of the banks, he said it probably is the right decision, because the last thing you want to do is get a mortgage you can't afford, because you could be out of a job. Because if you're still on a subsidy, for example, by October, now I don't know how long the subsidy is going to go on for, they may extend it to Christmas. That has been the suggestion by Sinn Féin, to extend it till Christmas. Now, not the COVID payment, but the subsidy that your boss is paying you, because many companies won't survive past August, for example, if they don't get that subsidy. So they may extend it. But in saying that, if you're on that subsidy, it's unlikely you're going to be able to pay a mortgage, you know, because, or it's unlikely that your company will be able to continue to employ as many people as they possibly are employing at the moment.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.